You're listening to SBS News.
The United Nations has called for combatants to respect the cultural heritage in Lalibela, whose famous rock-hewn churches are United Nations World Heritage Site after forces from Ethiopia's Tigray region took control of the town. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the Biden administration is again calling for all parties to the conflict to agree to an end to the violence and allow humanitarian access to the Tigray region. Lalibela, also a holy site for millions of Ethiopian Orthodox Christians, is in the North Wolo zone of the Amara region in Ethiopia's north. In recent weeks, fighting has spread from Tigray into two neighboring regions, Amara and Afar, forcing about 250,000 people to flee. One resident who fled Lalibela said he saw hundreds of armed men speaking Tigrinya, the language of ethnic Tigrayans, walking through the town on Thursday. He said they were not speaking Amharic, the language of the people of Lalibela, and were wearing different uniforms from those of the federal military. The conflict, which began in November of last year, has created a humanitarian emergency in its wake. The head of the U.S. Agency for International Development has expressed concern about the growing number of displaced people in regions surrounding Tigray. Samantha Power spoke to reporters after pressing Ethiopia's government to ease a blockade on humanitarian aid to Tigray, where hundreds of thousands of people face famine in the world's worst hunger crisis in a decade. She says just 10% of targeted aid has reached the region since July.
As of 2 days ago, 153 trucks with relief items have been able to enter Tigray. So in that period between mid-July and August 2nd, according to the UN, what were needed was 1,500 trucks, and the number of trucks that rolled in and were able to pass was 153. That's 10%.
More than 5 million people need help in Tigray after Ethiopian and allied forces pursuing Tigray fighters were accused of looting and destroying food supplies. Ms. Powers saw the effects of this firsthand.
This morning, I visited a local staging center for USAID's food aid, not far from the capital. Warehouses were full of wheat and lentils and split peas, and trucks lay idle in the mud because deliveries had been backed up for weeks due to ongoing blockades.
Tigray remains cut off from the outside world with communications links down and just one road available for aid convoys, which have faced numerous checkpoints and searches. Ms. Power says around 236,000 people have been displaced in nearby regions after the Tigray forces entered those areas in recent weeks.
The U.S. is watching with great alarm as a conflict that began in Tigray is now beginning to spread. We now estimate that there are roughly 76,000 internally displaced persons in Afar, and 150,000 internally displaced persons in Amhara after TPLF military expansion into neighboring provinces.
She called for an immediate ceasefire and dialogue. Chances of dialogue, though, appear slim as Ethiopia's government has declared the Tigray forces a terrorist group. Meanwhile, dozens of bodies have been found floating down the Setet River, known in Ethiopia as the Tekeze River, in southwestern Sudan in the past week. The bodies are badly injured, sometimes mutilated, and their hands are bound. Ethiopian refugees and Sudanese locals have been burying them near the banks of the waterway. Witnesses say they are ethnic killings committed by Ethiopian government forces on Tigrayans and that the bodies are being dumped to conceal the evidence. Gary Yohannes, an Ethiopian from Tigray who is living in Sudan, was one of the men who found the bodies.
We found that man with his hands tied with a red plastic cord. Everyone else was tied with yellow electric cables. None of them had identifying documents in them. These people were in Humira, but they're not from there. They're from Tigray.
Tewodros Tefera, a surgeon who fled the nearby Tigrayan city of Humira to Sudan, says some of the bodies had bullet wounds or signs of mutilation.
So far, in the last 1 week, 43 bodies were buried around this river. Six of these were buried by the local community. There were different types of injuries in their body, with some bullet injuries, some sharp injuries to the neck, and their face were damaged badly, and some had amputated limbs and legs.
While it was difficult to identify them, one had a common name in the Tigray language tattooed on his arm, the surgeon said. A Sudanese official said on Monday that local authorities in Kassala province had found around 50 bodies over the past week. Speaking on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to brief the media, the official said a forensic investigation was needed to determine the causes of death. The river flows through some of the most troubled areas of the 9-month conflict in Tigray, where ethnic Tigrayans have accused Ethiopian and allied forces of atrocities while battling Tigray forces. An Ethiopian government-created Twitter account this week called the accounts of bodies a fake campaign by propagandists among the Tigray forces. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.